Good evening. This is Akash Vani Kohima. I'm Ketoleno with the evening news. The headlines: President Drupadi Murmu confers National Sports Awards 2024. Nagaland para athlete H. Hokato Sema honored with Arjuna Award. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo, others congratulate H. Hokato Sema on Arjuna Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's potential as investment destination in mobility sector. And National Eligibility cum Entrance Test Undergraduate 2025 to continue in offline mode. Now the news in detail. President Drupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Among 32 sports persons honored with the Arjuna Award, Nagaland para-athlete H. Hokato Sema was also recognized for his outstanding achievements in sports.
श्री एच होकातो सेमा देश के सबसे उत्कृष्ट पैरा एथलेटिक्स खिलाड़ियों में से एक हैं। उन्होंने 2024 में पैरालंपिक्स खेलों में शॉट पुट में कांस्य पदक 2023 एशियाई पैरा खेलों में कांस्य पदक जीते हैं। श्री एच होकातो सेमा को पैरा एथलेटिक्स खेल में उनकी उत्कृष्ट उपलब्धियों को मान्यता प्रदान करते हुए वर्ष 2024 के लिए अर्जुन पुरस्कार प्रदान किया जाता है। श्री एच होकातो सेमा।
H. Hokato Sema also expressed his joy on being conferred with prestigious award. Mr. Sema told Akashvani News Kohima that he is proud of the achievement.
মই আজি ইমান খুশি আছে খুশি লাগে বায়ানি কৰিব নাপাৰে কেলে গলে তো মোৰ লাইফতে সব কিছু এচিভমেণ্ট হৈ যায় নিচিনা খুশি পাইছে কেলে গলে মই ফাৰ্ষ্টতে মই গেম ষ্টাৰ্ট কৰি চাচাত মই মহিলা কোচ কানকে মহিলা চিনিয়ৰ কানকে মই কৈ থাকে মই অৰ্জুন এৱাৰ্ড কেনে কিনা হলে লাগে মই এইটো কাৰণে এইট ইয়াৰ্চ নাইন ইয়াৰ্চ এনেকুৱা মই বেছি মই চেক্ৰিফাই কৰি কিনা হাৰ্ড ৱৰ্ক কৰি কিনা এনে হৈ কিনে মই এম কৰা নিচিনা আজি ইমান চাল পিছতে আজি এচিভ হৈছে তো এইটো কাৰণে এইটো খুশিটো মই কওঁ নাপাৰে আৰু মই চব কিছু পাই যোৱাৰ নিচিনাই এনেকুৱা ফিল হৈ আছে আৰু এইটো বাৰ ডাঙৰ এচিভমেণ্ট মই কাৰণে একো নাই থেংক ইউ চ' মাচ
World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakkar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar were honored with the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. Five coaches received the Dronacharya Award, while two veteran sportspersons were honored with the Arjuna Awards lifetime. Congratulatory messages have been pouring in following the Arjuna Award being conferred upon H. Hokato Sema. In a social media post, Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo congratulated Mr. Sema and said his dedication and achievements have inspired countless aspiring athletes. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnong Konyak hailed the achievement as a milestone, underscoring that it is a testament to the power of hard work and perseverance. Tourism and Higher Education Minister Temjin Inna Along and Indian Athletics Federation Vice President Abu Mehta also congratulated Mr. Sema. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the country's potential as an investment destination in the mobility sector while emphasizing on government support, green technology and the Make in India initiative. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He asserted India's automobile sector is witnessing an unprecedented transformation driven by the aspirations of the people. The Prime Minister pointed out that India is focusing on the development of green technology, electric vehicle, hydrogen fuel and biofuels. He emphasized that the country stands as an outstanding destination for every investor looking to shape their future in the mobility sector.
मोबिलिटी में अपना फ्यूचर देखने वाले हर सेक्टर के लिए भारत एक शानदार इन्वेस्टर के लिए भी शानदार डेस्टिनेशन है. मैं आप सभी को फिर विश्वास दिलाता हूं, सरकार हर तरह से आपके साथ है. आप मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड के मंत्र के साथ इसी तरह आगे बढ़ते रहें.
The Prime Minister also reviewed the pavilions showcasing innovations and advancements in the automotive and mobility sector at the expo. The National Eligibility cum Entrance Test, NEET Undergraduate 2025, will continue to be conducted in offline mode. the National Testing Agency announced that the tests will be held in pen and paper mode, OMR based, in single day and single shift. The NEET undergraduate exam is held for examination to undergraduate education in all medical institutions. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on our News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Wai Paton have expressed grief on the demise of Rongsen Shilu Jamir, the first Naga Inspector General of Police. In a message, the Chief Minister said Mr. Jamir, a recipient of the President's Police Medal for Meritorious Service, was a man of principle who lived a sincere and upright life. Remembering Mr. Jamir as a kind and compassionate person, the Chief Minister said, in his demise, not only the Ao community but Nagas as a whole have lost a guardian and a father figure. Mr. Rio said his sacrifices for the welfare of society and contributions to the state will always be remembered. Deputy Chief Minister Wai Paton said Mr. Jamir was a pioneering officer in the police department after Nagaland attained statehood. Mr. Jamir's devotion to duties and service to the society will be honoured and remembered, the Deputy Chief Minister said, conveying deepest condolences on behalf of the Police Department. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, S. Subong Maran Jamir emphasised the need for strong political vision, quality education and economic sustainability for a progressive society. Addressing the 23rd Noku Range Public Organisation KAM Hok A Festival 2025 at Langnok Village under Noklak District yesterday, Mr. Jamir also highlighted the crucial role of individuals with strong beliefs. Urging the gathering to continue working hard, he called for fostering admiration and respect among people from all walks of life. The MP further assured monetary awards for successful NPSC aspirants, best entrepreneur and Master of Theology degree holders during 2026 and 2027. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended warm greetings to the Tikir community on Kulang Nyi, a festival where warriors celebrate bravery and courage. Emphasizing the vital role of traditional festivals in preserving our rich culture and values for future generations, Mr. Rio wished joy and prosperity to all. To mark the 150th Foundation Day celebrations of India Meteorological Department, IMD, Meteorological Centre in Kohima is organising a series of events. On the 14th of this month, the centre broadcasted the live telecast of the inaugural ceremony in New Delhi, wherein Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Mission Mausam, Customize My Stamp and Coin, as well as IMD Vision 2047. At a program in Shamrock and Shamford School, Samukedima, Head of Meteorological Centre Kohima, Nalnish Kumar Chaudhary highlighted the importance of weather data in enhancing disaster preparedness and mitigating climate risk. IMD officials also demonstrated various meteorological instruments and sensors of automatic weather station. The centre is also organising other activities such as Run for Weather, Plantation Drive, Yoga Session and Sports. And in local sports, Pujeng Vong FC won the 16th Saramati Soccer Championship 2025. Pujeng Vong FC defeated Tsuwong FC in the finals played today at public ground Pungro Kifiri. Gracing the closing ceremony, a special guest, Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyoshu Yim Kyung, highlighted the vision of sports to promote fitness, culture and health in order to eradicate the practice of tobacco and substance abuse among youngsters. The advisor encouraged organizing more platforms for sports enthusiasts. To end the news, the headlines here again. President Drupadi Murmu confers National Sports Awards 2024. Nagaland para-athlete H. Hokato Sema honored with Arjuna Award. Chief Minister Nephew Rio, others congratulate H. Hokato Sema on Arjuna Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's potential as investment destination in mobility sector. And National Eligibility cum Entrance Test Undergraduate 2025 to continue in offline mode. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.